The three visitors are sitting at the kitchen table. I'm standing, of course. Outside, Celia passes the window, pacing. Annalise's uncle asks all the questions and makes notes, the same sort of questions that Celia had asked me every month. He squirms when I try to read, but mostly his expression is one of boredom. He never hurries, and we eventually work through all the mental tests. He says, "That's all my questions." He's not talking to me, but to the hunter. The hunter's not spoken yet, not to me, nor to them. The hunter gets up and walks round me, eyeing me up. He's taller than me, but not by much. And he's solid. His chest is twice as thick as mine, and his neck is huge. He stands behind me and speaks quietly, close to my ear so that I can feel his breath. "Take your shirt off." I do as he says. Slowly, but I do it. The third man, the dark-haired one, gets up and walks round to look at my back. He takes hold of my arm, and it's all I can do not to pull away. His fingers are clammy, weak. He turns my hand over, looking at the scars on my wrists. "You heal well, and quickly." I'm not sure what to say. "Let's go outside and see," the hunter says. Again, I feel his breath on my neck. The hunter speaks to Celia. She nods and walks over to the area where we practice self-defense. "Show me what you can do," the hunter says. Celia and I do a bit of sparring. The hunter says to stop and calls Celia over to him for a quiet word in her ear. Celia comes back to me and I can see she's serious. We fight. She beats me. I let her get too close. I've got a bloody nose and a swollen eye. Now I'm summoned over. The dark-haired man wants to see me heal. I do it, slowly. I think that's going to be it, but the hunter speaks with Celia and then turns to me and says, "Do the outer circuit." I do a fair pace, no point in killing myself. When I get back, the hunter makes Celia and me fight again, but Celia is armed with a knife this time. She wins, again. I have a cut on my arm. I have to heal that for the dark-haired man. "Do the outer circuit again," the dark-haired man says it this time. I do as I'm told. I don't push too hard because I'm fairly sure I'll be beaten up again at the end of it. Correct, and Celia wins again. She's obviously been told not to hold back. I get stabbed in the thigh, deep. I'm pissed off now. I heal and do the outer circuit again. I do it, but I'm not thinking about the run, just thinking about that little dark-haired man standing there smiling. This time when I get back, the hunter is smiling too. I have a bad feeling. I have to fight Celia again. I've just done the circuit 3 times and been beaten up 3 times already today. I do my best to keep out of Celia's reach and I even land a kick, but when I'm backed up near the hunter, he pushes me into Celia and it's all over. I'm on the ground. The hunter comes over and kicks me hard in the ribs and again, his boots are like breeze blocks. "Get up, do the outer circuit." I know that a few ribs are broken. He does too, I suppose. I heal them and get up slowly. Then he hits me and knocks me to the ground again. More kicks, more broken ribs. I stay down. I said, "Get up and do the outer circuit." I can heal, but it's not as strong. My ability is being used up. I get to my feet slowly. Then I set off slowly again. I tell myself to relax on the run. Forget about them. Pretend they don't exist. I do the circuit, but my ribs are only just healed by the time I get back.